Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to another episode of What Josh Dolan Has Never Heard Of.
It's not an episode of that.
Yeah, it totally is.
It really isn't, though.
Let me just tell you what happened. So our boss... Joe Calgaro came in the studio, and we got a couple of pizzas. We were hungry, so we got a couple of pizzas here in the studio, and Joe comes in, and he's a big fan of food, just like us, And he opens up the pizza box. He's like, hey, what do you got here, pizza? And he looks over at us, and he laughs, and he goes, hey, guys, you playing cards? Which is a reference to Flounder in Animal House, You know, right here.
Hi, guys. You guys playing cards?
I don't know if you've seen, but the guys are playing cards, and they all kind of look at him like, you're an idiot,
yeah.
Right? So... Joe and I start laughing. We look over at Josh. Josh, totally confused. Total confused look on his face. Had no idea what we're talking about. And Joe goes, do you have to explain to Dolan what that whole reference is? And I said, I think we do. And he left the studio in disgust. And you've never seen Animal House?
I've seen most of the important scenes. I probably saw it when I was really young.
No, you know what that means, Josh?
What?
No, you
what?
Haven't seen Animal House.
I
That's
have.
That's how a millennial watches movies. They go on YouTube and they watch the movie clips.
It's not
clips,
a millennial.
And that's all you did. I saw some of the scenes. No, you didn't see the movie.
I just don't remember all the jelly in the middle of all.
Did you see this part?
I'm a zit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. On movie clips.
When the right? Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. Okay.
The guitar smashed.
What was written on the side of the cake they had in the float in the parade?
I don't know.
What did the mayor's daughter confess to Pinto after they had sex in the middle of the football field?
That it was an Animal House.
No. You are, oh my God, you have not seen Animal House. Have you seen the Blues Brothers?
Yes.
You've seen the Blues Brothers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're starting to level out here.
I remember
these
that.
Are required...
I probably saw Animal House. I just don't, you're looking for things. You're trying to make it seem like I didn't live life.
You haven't really.
Oh my God.
You haven't lived life at all. Did you see Die Hard?
Yeah.
Okay, you've seen Die Hard.
Yes.
All right, it's getting better.
All of them.
Fight Club?
No.
You haven't seen Fight Club?
No, but I know the first rule.
Shh. Better. Not supposed to talk about it.
Oh.
All right, Goodfellas? Oh, my God. You haven't seen Goodfellas?
I'm trying to remember. Is that the... No, probably not.
Can you guys help me out? Can you help me out? We need to make a list of movies for Josh that he needs to watch to basically be a man, in my humble opinion.
I'm man enough.
No, I don't think so. Lethal Weapon?
Oh, all of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, all of them. Okay.
Multiple
that's
times.
Good. Scarface?
No,
that's a no.
No.
Pulp Fiction?
Nope.
Oh, my God. You haven't seen Pulp Fiction?
No.
Deer Hunter?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen
The Deer Hunter?
No. Right,
that's, oh, yeah. 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 Okay,
yep.
That's good. Wait. Have you only seen that part on movie clips on YouTube?
No, I've seen the whole thing.
The whole movie?
The
you
wedding.
Sat through the whole movie?
Yes.
Did you see it on the Movie Loft with Dana Hersey?
The what?
Okay, never mind. That's a generational question. Wolf of Wall Street?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. The Hangover?
Yes.
Okay.
All three or seven or how many?
All right. There? Longest Yard? The
yeah,
first love- one with Burt Reynolds.
Oh, that was the first one?
Oh, my God.
That was no.
Please help us out.
Adam Sandler. I've seen Adam Sandler.
That doesn't even count. That
Chris
movie
Rock.
Shouldn't, it shouldn't even exist.
Joey
that
Diaz.
Movie doesn't exist at all.
Yes, it does.
Help us out. Text in some movies that Josh that Josh
should,
that Josh needs to see. 97107 or you can call it in and just rip him a new one. 617-764-9223.
Have you seen The Deer Hunter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All
on
right.
On the Movie Loft. Have you seen The Godfather?
Yes.
Well, okay, what happens in The Godfather?
How about
just the first Godfather, not the Godfather 2.
Oh yeah, no.
What happens?
So
what's the name of the main character?
He's
this texter,
the Godfather.
Is yeah,
the main
right.
character.
This texter is saying the Godfather. Okay, yeah. What we've,
and then there's
and what happens?
They need to negotiate something, and there's
oh
an offer
God.
That he can't
oh
refuse.
My God. Oh my God!
And there's Becomes a godfather.
You're going to movie jail. That's awful. Help us. 97107. Oh boy, there's some good ones coming in here. Predator. First Predator.
I don't know what Predator.
With Jesse. Oh no. Okay. No. All right. All right. Tommy Boy. Tell me you see Tommy Boy.
Black Sheep.
All right. Now, The Big Lebowski. I don't know if I'd throw that in this category. Okay, I'll throw it in. You seen The Big Lebowski? Because it is one of the greatest movies of all time. That's a no.
No.
The Great Escape with Steve McQueen and James Garner.
No, I
haven't.
And
a billion other.
Great name, though, Steve McQueen.
You know, James Coburn's in it.
I don't know. No.
No?
No.
Oh, my God. Gladiator?
Yes.
You've seen that. What about Stripes?
Yes.
You seen Stripes?
I've seen Stripes.
With Bill Murray?
And John Candy.
Okay. And hot PJ Souls. Oh, my God.
Oh, is that her, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Aunt Jemima Treatment? That's PJ Souls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Caddyshack? You know what? This texter, 603 texter, Full Metal Jacket. Well, that's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
It's not like the fun time guy movie that I'm thinking of, I guess. You know what I mean?
It's a
guy
movie.
It's got to be kind of a guy movie, fun time, having some beers. Full Metal Jacket, like after a few beers, I'd be like, oh my God, we are such horrible people. Like halfway through, you know what I mean?
But wouldn't Saving Private Ryan be one of those guy movies? What?
617 texter, this is an excellent question. Anything starring Ron Jeremy?
No.
Oh, do you know who Ron Jeremy is?
I know
is?
Who he is.
Who is he?
He's the porn star guy.
Okay, all right.
He's the fat guy.
Right. Giant popcorn butter. Dispenser.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Let me tell you about that.
Okay. Corn.
All right, this whole discussion started out as Josh never having seen Animal House, which is, how old are you now?
Maybe 28.
12? You haven't seen Animal House yet?
I never said that. I said I just don't remember all the little parts in between.
Because you didn't
scenes.
Watch the movie. Like I said, you watch movies like a millennial. You just watch the movie clips on YouTube. You don't watch the whole movie. And then you say, oh, yeah, I saw that movie.
I saw a lot of movies young, and I think that's just one I never rewatched because I thought it was a serious movie, and I just don't remember the little details.
What about Porky's?
No.
At least the first one. Not at all?
No.
Oh, dude, the penis lineup scene?
Huh?
Five young boys in the nude, a police lineup, so that you can identify his tallywhacker. Please, can we call it a tallywhacker? Penis is so personal.
What about Strange Brew? You're a hockey fan.
No, I haven't seen that
one. Oh, Bob and Doug McKenzie?
No.
No?
I haven't seen.
As a hockey fan, you should probably watch that one.
I never even heard of it, so maybe I should.
Oh, my God. I'm my heart hurts that you've never heard of Strange Brew.
You know what this
is? McKenzie.
You know what this is? You're movie shaming me.
What about Raiders of the Lost Ark?
No.
You know what? You should, because you and Indiana Jones have something in common. You hate snakes.
Are there snakes in it?
Oh, yeah.
Can't do it.
I know. There's a lot of snakes.
I'm out.
Josh can't even look at a picture of a snake that I printed out.
He freaks out.
Do not DM him any pictures of snakes, because you'll kill him.
I feel like you're asking.
What about Commando or Terminator?
Nope, I'm wearing boxers.
No, Commando the movie. Nope. Arnold.
Hey, Arnold.
Let's move on, shall we? What about The Godfather? You say you've never seen The Godfather.
No.
You really have never seen either of them.
No.
What about Godfather 3, the worst one ever?
Why?
No,
I didn't
not
even
know
there
one?
Was a number 2.
Someone like you would say, oh, but I saw Godfather 3.
No, I haven't.
Some people actually don't like The Godfather.
I did not care for The Godfather.
What?
Did not care for The Godfather.
How can you even say that, Dad?
Didn't like it.
Peter, it's so good. It's like the perfect movie.
This is what everyone always says. Whenever they say, oh,
Robert De Niro, Al Pacino. You never see... Robert Duvall!
fine actor. Did not like the movie.
Why not?
Couldn't get into it.
Explain yourself. What didn't you like about it?
It insists upon itself.
Yes, it insists upon itself.
You're making me feel like I'm in cinema debt or something.
You are. You really are. I don't even want to ask about any of these Clint Eastwood movies.
Oh, I've probably seen all of them.
No? Okay.
Yeah. Hang 'em High?
You saw Hang 'em High?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got points there. What about any of the Dirty Harry movies?
Yes.
Okay. Which ones?
Dirty Harry 1, Dirty Harry.
Oh, my God. Really? Kelly's Heroes?
Yes.
You did see Kelly's Heroes?
Everybody was in that.
With Don Rickles?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got major points on that one, man. What about Gran Torino?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Gran Torino.
I don't trust you anymore.
He's in the neighborhood. All the kids are moving in, the gangs. And,
okay. Yeah. All right. Heartbreak Ridge?
No.
Oh, dude.
What is
Heartbreak
that?
Heartbreak Ridge. He's like a Medal of Honor winner from Korea, like a gunnery sergeant in the Marines. You never seen? Oh,
no.
Dude! What about Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan?
I haven't even seen Star Wars. Why would I see Star Trek?
That's true. Need your help. Some great Outlaw Josie Wales. That's another great Clint Eastwood.
No.
That's a no. Oh, God. We got to help Josh. We got to help Josh with the movies. 97107 is the text line. You can call 617-764-9223. Oh, boy. All right, we're gonna end the movies Josh Dolan needs to see before he dies to be a man discussion.
Movie shaming.
Right, yeah, movie shaming, as some like to call it, before we get into the next tune here in the Harder, Faster Ride Home and stuff. And please tell me you've seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Please tell you that?
Oh,
I'll
my
tell
God,
you
really?
That.
You haven't seen
no.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High? You know, just let's do a little test right here.
Okay.
If you want to text in, the text number is 97107. I just want to test something. What do you think of when you hear the beginning of this song? Not you.
Not me.
The people listening.
Oh, okay.
That have seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High. What's the first thing you think of? Text us at 97107. It made this song, I guess, unfortunately for the Cars and the late great Rick Ocasek, it made people think of just one thing whenever they heard this song. It turned a lot of boys into men while this song was playing during the movie. Yeah, it was the first for a lot of people at the movies. What happened during the song in Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Yes. 774 texter, the pool scene with Phoebe Cates.
Is people's first pool scene?
No.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Look, Phoebe Cates boobies. Thank you, texters.
Okay.
She got out of the pool, slow motion to this song, took the top of her bathing suit off.
Oh, she took it off?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so it was people's
all the
first.
While, Judd, what's his name? Reinhold. Was thinking about her while he was pleasuring himself.
Oh, God.
And then she actually got out of the pool, got water in here, went to the bathroom, and walked in on him. And he said this.
Isn't anybody f***ing knock anymore?
It was classic. You never saw
Neil
that?
Neil from the Santa Claus was doing that?
Yes, dude. You got to see Fast Times. Come on. Look at all these people. Phoebe Cates boobies.
My first boobs was Titanic.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're a young guy. Yeah. That was first boobies for a lot of people.
Titanic?
No.
Yeah,
no,
it was.
No, Fast Times.
90s kids.
My God, Josh. You are Amish, aren't you?
Amish? I'm young.
All right, Harder, Faster Ride Home coming up. Right after Dirty Honey, this is Rolling Sevens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.